This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor.
After a theology professor at a Christian university was accused of sexual abuse, he was fired from his position. But the investigation has only just begun, and now another leader at the university has been placed on administrative leave. Find out more after this break.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
Cedarville University made headlines in April after firing a theology professor accused of sexual abuse. Cedarville President Dr. Thomas White hired Anthony Moore despite knowing of Moore's history of abuse. Moore allegedly secretly filmed a male youth pastor while he was showering. White says when he found out that the abuse lasted longer and involved more instances than he was originally told, he fired Moore the next day. The abuse allegedly took place while Moore was a pastor of the Village Church's Fort Worth campus. The church fired Moore in 2017 for what senior pastor Matt Chandler called a sin issue. Yet White still hired him despite knowing about this. Investigative journalist Julie Royes reported that the school hired Moore on a probationary basis with a 5-year restoration plan. Moore worked as an assistant professor of theology and also volunteered as an assistant basketball coach. According to a statement on his website posted April 24th, White was under the impression that Moore's sexual misconduct was not a habitual issue and was limited to 2 videos over a short period of time. He was also reportedly unaware of the unhealthy friendship between Moore and the victim. When White found out Moore filmed 5 videos over a span of 6 months, he fired him. But now Cedarville University is digging deeper into the situation. The university's Board of Trustees has responded to the situation by hiring an independent firm to investigate and make sure Moore did not do anything inappropriate on campus or with any students off campus. They are also retaining an independent firm to conduct an audit of Moore's hiring process. During these investigations, the university is placing White on administrative leave. Lauren Reno will serve as acting president while White is absent. Mark D. Weinstein, Cedarville's executive director of public relations, said in a statement, "The board is incredibly grieved about this new information and the questions it raises. This matter was our priority at our spring trustee meeting. We understand the gravity of this situation, and we covet your continued prayers. Above all, we pray God would be honored by our deliberations and actions." Pray for wisdom, humility, and integrity from Cedarville University's leaders and board of directors as they handle this situation. And if you like this story, you can read more stories like it at charismanews.com.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.